T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Whew. All right. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. First hour of the show brought to you by Bobby Jones Golf Course Atlanta. Golf open to everyone. Visit BobbyJonesGC.com today. Maybe not the best day to get out to the golf course today.
Yeah, man.
But Bobby Jones has a clubhouse, restaurant, go full
get your,
bar.
Go get your drink on.
Yeah, go have a couple cocktails.
Go get your drink on.
That'd be a good way to deal with what's going on. The unfortunate then, there's so many unfortunate things about what happened yesterday with the Falcons. One of them being when they lose a game like that, which they have now a couple of times this year, it kind of just dominates the conversation, understandably. That's what we're going to talk about today for the most part. It was a great Saturday of college football.
Dude.
And a lot of interesting stuff happened in college football, too. Firings.
Every damn Sunday, somebody getting their ass got.
Yeah, man.
Everybody's getting it. And it
some
goes back to
jobs in college.
You think
open.
About like the buyouts and all those. I think I was reading this morning that like Brian Kelly's, it really isn't a buyout. It's like what's left on his contract. I think I was trying to read what Andrew Brent was talking about. More or less, they're trying to give him a lump sum of what he's owed left, not necessarily what James Franklin is getting, which is the buyout. It was all, I was like, still. I mean,
they're paying him a lot of money.
They're paying him a lot of money not to coach.
Yeah.
They're paying him a lot of money not to coach. You're talking about, these are premier freaking jobs.
Yeah.
Like LSU?
Those are three great jobs.
Florida,
LSU, Penn State. Those are all great
those
jobs.
Those are great damn jobs. So, yeah, it'll be interesting, man. Mm-hmm. It'll be interesting. I know my coach ain't going nowhere.
No, you're good.
Yeah.
And Cignetti's not going anywhere.
Yeah.
I'll say this. I know that they've got some and the NIL's coming together better and all that, but it'd be pretty good idea to get Brent Key a new contract right about now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
He got blood, equity, and all that in that program because he played there and all those different things.
I don't think he's going anywhere.
No.
But make sure. Get him one of those Cignetti deals
about now. And can we is Haynes King in Heisman Conference? Is he in there yet?
He is in mine.
He's like number two for me.
Every time I watch him play, he's incredible.
Yeah.
Abe's not impressed. He's given us the 6-7.
How are you not impressed with what that dude's doing?
I don't know. He's just he is. I'm just kidding. He's just saying like from an odd standpoint. But he should be.
Yeah.
Again, I don't know.
Yeah.
And I know that stats don't always tell the story. His stats told the story on Saturday.
300?
He was balling on Saturday.
Come on, man.
Yeah, no, they're really good. They're a good football team.
Yes, they are.
All right, we'll do our best to get back into some of the college football stuff at some point today, certainly tomorrow and as the week goes on. I know cocktail parties on Saturday and all that, but we asked for phone calls. We got full phone lines. We appreciate that. So we'll start with Bryson and Alpharetta. Hey, Bryson.
Hey, how's it going, y'all?
It's going good.
What's up, man?
So I just wanted to say I was trying to call yesterday on Chris Thomas's show,
yeah,
and I just
flyover.
Didn't really get a chance. And I just want to say this, that Arthur, I get that Arthur Blank's a great guy. I just, the glazing he gets from everybody about him being a great owner and helping the community might be true, but as we know, this is a results-based business, and he's not getting the results. And the fans deserve better. The season ticket holders deserve better. I am say, and I know you guys don't, you know, work. I know that y'all are not, you know, a part of the Falcons directly, but that you guys, you know, host, you know, you guys host the games and all that. But like my aunt's a season ticket holder for 33 years, and just the results that this organization just had is just so mediocre and so poverty. The fans deserve better. The season ticket holders deserve better. I mean, the amount of money that the fans are spending at the games for this mediocre product is ridiculous.
Yeah, no.
And I don't know. I don't know what's going to be the. I don't know what's going to be the turning point, but the fans, they have great fans.
Yes, they do.
And some people are like, we need to have a little bit more patience. We have all the right in the world to be upset.
Yep.
And I just feel like, we just do not have much more. We don't have much patience left.
Okay.
To deal with this.
Okay, we got it, Bryson.
Appreciate it, Bryson.
Your point is well made.
Tickets, season ticket holders, the person who just bought the ticket walking up there, everybody deserves better.
Anybody who spends time, money, or emotional energy on the Falcons deserves
better. Yes, everybody. Yeah. I mean, it's and you say this to me all the time. Just the scars, the scars.
Yeah.
The trauma of being a Falcons fan. And they could, and I understand. A couple of weeks ago, we were riding high, rightfully so. But yesterday, I mean, it's. I can only use one word. I can use more words, but we'll get in trouble by the FCCC. But it was just a pathetic performance.
Pathetic, yeah.
Pathetic.
It was pathetic.
It was a pathetic performance.
Embarrassing, pathetic, rock bottom, whatever. I mean, I hesitate to say rock bottom because they'll dig deeper.
Yeah.
Like they'll let us really see what it is. Yeah. There's a layer below the rock, unfortunately, when it comes to the Falcons. Now, I will say, just in regard to sort of the Arthur Blank conversation, we don't spend a ton of time talking about that on this show, not out of any other reason than there's nothing you can do about it. The man owns the team.
Yes.
You don't fire owners.
Yep.
Like, clearly, his tenure has not resulted in what you want as a fan. And I get that for sure. You can fire coaches. You can fire coordinators. You can trade quarterbacks. You can move on from presidents and GMs and all stuff like that. I mean, there's one level of kind of untouchable. That's,
yes, unless they do something crazy.
Unless they do something crazy, or they decide to sell the team, which who knows, maybe someday he will. But to me, that almost just feels like wasted breath talking about that because maybe I'm wrong on this, but I do genuinely believe that he wants this team to win.
Oh, there's no doubt about it.
Like, I genuinely believe that Arthur Blank wants the Falcons to have a winning product.
There's no doubt about it.
But it's not happening, and so understand that there's going to be criticism regarding that.
Yes.
We could spend every day, all day, talking about how the Falcons have bad ownership, and until they decide they want to sell it, there ain't anything that's going to get done.
Thing.
So we'll talk about the players and the coaches and all that kind of stuff. But again, it's been going on for so long now. I understand how the frustration goes up the chain. I get it. Like you're mad at the OC. Fine. That couple weeks ago. Now you're mad at the head coach. Well, now you're mad at the GM. Now you're mad at the president. There's only one spot above that.
Yes.
And there's only one thing that doesn't change.
Yeah, that's
and that's him. So I get it. Dominique is in Lithonia.
Hey, how you doing, fellas?
What's up, man?
Man, I just wanted to ask a question. So when Zach Robinson and Raheem Morris, when they was out there in L.A. with Sean McVay, man, did they run the pistol out there at all at any point of time?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, okay. Yes. Yeah, we seem to run the pistol quite often.
But not as much. Not as much as they do here.
They run it more here, yeah.
Yeah, they run it more here. But, yeah, they did run it out there. Yeah. And I go back to most things that I say – they're not losing because of the pistol.
No.
Yeah.
No. They're losing because of what happens after they snap the ball in the pistol.
Yes. they're not losing because of the pistol.
Yeah, I think they could line up under center. There's been some shotgun snaps.
Yes.
Kirk was under center a little bit yesterday.
Yes.
It doesn't matter where he lined up. He's not completing passes.
No.
And I get it. It's all frustrating, so I understand. Dexter is in Covington. Hey, Dexter.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, Dexter.
Hey, man, I got a little humor for you guys.
Okay.
Great.
All right. I'm at work yesterday. You know, normally I want to rush and get off and get home, watch the game. You know, I'm dirt diehard Falcon fan now. So as I get home, I ain't even changed my work clothes. I wasn't going to put on no Falcon gear at all because I knew what it was going to be. So my wife prepared some chicken. I said, you want chicken or fish? So you know where I'm going with this. Chicken, Falcon, fish, dolphin.
Got it, yeah.
So she wanted the chicken to cook, you know, so she knew the Falcon was going to lose. So I goes out, put chicken on the grill. The grill went over. So I got one of those fancy grill that throw me a message up, said, I will not open until you turn that game off.
Okay.
So the grill opened after I turned the game off. I was able to cook that bird like my woman, like my wife told me to do. And you know what happened after that, guys? So I let y'all... Let y'all talk about it after that.
Thank you, Dexter.
Later.
Appreciate Sounds it, like bro. Dexter's got a pretty nice grill.
Yeah, man. Dexter's got a talking grill.
Yeah.
All right, then.
Sends him messages.
I like that.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
I used the egg for the first
How
time.
How was it?
On Saturday. It was great.
Yeah.
Really good. Really, really fun.
Nice.
Tasted good.
Nice.
All right. Brando is in Conyers. Hey, Brando.
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Oh, you guys. All right. So it's 2025. Everybody likes analytics, right? So let me give you a few numbers and I'll explain. Okay. The numbers are 24, 5, and 20. What that means, Raheem Morris has been around, I think, for 24 games, if my calculations are right.
Yeah, that's right.
In those 24 games, we have lost by 20 points five times, which is equal to about 20% of the games that he's coached. Mm-hmm. That's it. That's all I got to say.
Yeah, that's not even analytics.
That's just not analytics.
That's just good solid, solid arithmetic
yeah,
right there.
Yeah.
Raheem Morris's teams have gotten smoked.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, yeah, that it's a pattern.
Yeah, it's a pattern.
It's a pattern. Yeah,
yeah,
and you know, so can it be fixed? I don't know. Well, I don't know.
They keep saying they're
they
gonna
keep
fix
saying
it,
they're going to fix it,
and then they don't do it.
Yeah, it's just one of those things where I hate to go back 2-3 years ago when we were doing it's a blip team. It happens to blip teams.
Yeah, that's right. Unfortunately, we haven't had any good blips lately.
Yeah, yeah.
The blips have been 1 week.
Yeah,
can we get one season?
Can we get 3 games in a row?
One time.
Yeah.
You know that?
Yep.
They've won 3 games in a row one time
yes, I do
since
know.
You and I have been doing
yes.
this show.
Yes.
That's crazy.
Yeah, unbelievable.
The Bears have won like 5 games in a row right now.
Yes.
Like, what? Like, what are we talking about? Did they lose yesterday?
No, they did. Lost to Baltimore.
Okay, so they had won 4 games in a row going into yesterday. They lost. But the point remains, like, 3 games in a row is not that crazy.
No.
You know, you should be able to, but no, they're not going to do that. They lose this weekend, they'll lose 3 games in a row, though. All right, let's hear from Lonnie, who's in Jackson. Hey, Lonnie.
Hey, cool. Thank you for taking my call. First of all, I want to say, you know, yesterday I thought it was, you know, to be a Bengals fan. I'm a Fox fan, but I thought all Bengals fans yesterday were just dejected, just sick, because, you know, they lost to the Jets who hadn't won a game. But then for the Falcons to lose to Miami, the way we lost, I feel even worse being a Falcons fan than probably a Bengals fan. Next, I want to say is, you know, I feel like when the time they hit the field yesterday, we had lost that game. I saw no energy, no kind of compassion about yesterday. Miami came out from the get-go, and yeah, they went 3 and out their first drive, but from the get-go, they was on our tail.
Yep.
And I didn't see no kind of fight back from us yesterday, even with a backup quarterback. Kirk, whatever they were talking about trading Kirk, his trade stock just went all the way down yesterday.
Yeah, good point.
Nobody
Lonnie.
Wants what we want after what we saw yesterday.
Yeah, now Lonnie,
thank y'all
appreciate it. Thank
call.
You. Yeah, we had there was a lot of nerve talking about some of the stuff we talked about leading into that game with Kirk. Showcase?
Huh?
Showcase him for the trade market.
Oh no.
Yeah, let him get out there, show people what he can do.
Oh no. I'm pretty sure he thought that.
I'm sure it's
I'm 100% sure he looked at it that way.
All right, here's my chance.
Yep.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before, T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
That's why he was airmailing everybody. He was too amped up.
He likes Atlanta.
His wife's from here. All right. We'll get the phone lines back open in the second hour of the show. NFL No Huddle coming up next. First hour brought to you by Bobby Jones Golf Course Atlanta. Golf open to everyone. Visit BobbyJonesGC.com. Thanks for all the phone calls. They were great. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett, available now wherever you get your podcasts.